Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, February 10th, 2021. I'm Rich Strappolino. The Wall Street Journal sources say the U.S. plan to have ByteDance divest TikTok's North American operations to a group including Oracle and Walmart have been indefinitely suspended. Talks have reportedly continued under the Biden administration between ByteDance and U.S. national security officials, but specifically regarding ways to prevent TikTok's information on U.S. users being accessed by the Chinese government. Snapchat is adding a new feature called Friend Checkup, which shows up as a notification on your profile screen that says Snapchat is for real friends. Tap to review your friends feed. Friends Checkup is rolling out to Android in the coming weeks and iOS in the coming months. Snap also partnered to integrate its AR camera kit technology with ShareChat's popular social network, Moj, Snap's first partnership with an Indian firm. Moj launched the integration with 30 lenses, with plans to develop over 400, some of which will be ported over to the Snapchat app. Instagram updated its Reels best practices to say its algorithm will no longer promote low-resolution Reels or content with watermarks from other video sharing platforms. The best practices also suggest using vertical video and using self-created music or original audio from other Reels. Twitter announced monetizable daily active users increased 27% on the year in Q4 to 192 million, but missed analyst expectations of 193.5 million, with growth slowing for the third consecutive quarter. In the quarter, Twitter earned 38 cents per share on revenue of $1.29 billion, beating analyst estimates. An analysis by Cambridge University estimates that Bitcoin mining consumes roughly 121.36 terawatt hours of electricity per year, which would make it a top 30 energy consumer if it were used by a country. However, for context, the researchers noted that electricity consumed in the U.S. by always-on but inactive home devices could power the Bitcoin network for a year. 2 months after acquiring Uber's autonomous car business, Aurora announced it will partner with Toyota and auto parts supplier Denso to create a fleet of robo-taxis. Aurora will integrate its systems into a fleet of Toyota Siennas for testing by the end of 2021, with plans to market their vehicles to ride-hailing networks. In an interview with Bloomberg, OnePlus co-founder Carl Pei said his new company, Nothing, plans to release a pair of wireless earbuds this summer, with other products following later in the year. Pei said Nothing is planning a full ecosystem of devices that connect to each other. Huawei filed a lawsuit against the U.S. Federal Communications Commission over its June decision to designate the company as a national security threat. Huawei said the FCC exceeded the scope of its powers with the decision and that it was not supported by evidence. Nikkei sources say Apple partnered with the chipmaker TSMC to develop micro OLED displays, with displays built directly onto chip wafers for use in a future headset. The displays under development are less than 1 inch in size, with mass production estimated at several years away. Following its launch in Australia, Google News Showcase launched in Argentina and the UK. The offering now includes free and paywalled articles from more than 120 UK and 40 Argentinian outlets, bringing its total to 450 publications. Documents seen by the European Union law website Eurlex show that Microsoft intends to create a new wholly owned subsidiary called Vault to complete its ZeniMax Media acquisition. The European Union is still reviewing the $7.5 billion acquisition. Adobe updated Photoshop, Illustrator, and Fresco with a new invite to edit feature, letting users share access to a file through email. Collaborators cannot work on the file at the same time, but edits will be synced back with all shared users. Microsoft launched new apps for Microsoft Teams, Bulletins, and Milestones. Bulletin is a mobile-optimized app that allows organizations to share news in a single place, and Milestones creates a customizable central location for keeping track of status and updates of work items. And finally, the beta for iOS 14.5 adds accident, hazard, and speed check reporting to Apple Maps. A new report button is available in the bottom tray of maps to report incidents, and voice support for Siri is available as well. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.